Broadcasting live all across the country, this is Home Talk on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. James Hardy Products, the world leader in fiber cement siding and backboard, proudly presents the Cajun contractor, Michael King. You're invited to call the program with any questions or comments concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, home repairs, or anything that pertains to your home. And now as we begin this hour of Home Talk, the man from the Bayou land and the host of the show, the Cajun contractor, Michael King.
Oh, man, like Dean Martin used to say, old Sally. That's right, the Cajun man is in the Superdome right now, back home. As you know, I've been on a field trip for the last 3 weeks all over the country. I was at the IBS show early part of last week, and I had to fly over to Las Vegas and do the roofing expo, and in Chicago, the kitchen and bath. So I'm in the Superdome now, so I welcome everybody to come see us. That's right. This is a show where you can call in live each week, every week, talk about home construction, repairs, remodeling, or pretty much anything that has to do with your home. We have a great, great hour in store for you. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to have my friend Greg Wells with Bluewood. We're going to be talking about how to protect your construction materials from being deteriorated, and how to protect your home from mold and mildew. So we're going to talk about the Bluewood. He is from Edgefield Lumber. Also at the bottom of the hour, we're going to dip in that old email bag, and we're going to try to get to as many emails as we can. Just shortly, we're going to have my friend, Mr. Charles Marceau from the Louisiana Board of Contractors. We're going to talking about what's happening in the state of Louisiana when it comes to contracting licensing. We are, like I said, I'm live at the Dome. This show is sponsored by and brought to you by the New Orleans Home Builders Association, and also we can also have Tony Wendell from the Louisiana Licensing Board. She's right next to me, wired up, ready to go. And then we're going to have Mr. Berthelot. He is the current president of the Home Builders Association, to find out how they're doing with the show compared to other years. So we got a whole hour in store for you. We want you to jump in, 1-800-259-5791, MichaelKing1350@yahoo.com. Also, check out our website. It is available to you 24/7, 365. HometalkUSA.com. Let us help you with your weekend projects. And I'd like to welcome to the show, he is no stranger to Home Talk. He is the executive director of the Louisiana Licensing Board for Contractors, Mr. Charles Marceau. Hey, Chuck, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well, Mike.
We're having a great time. I know you're in Baton Rouge right now. You are covering another Home and Garden show, but I need to tell you, I got everything under control here at the Dome, okay? So you don't have to worry, okay, Chuck?
Well, thanks a lot. I can rest the rest of the day, Mike.
You got a booth over here in the home builders. I've been talking to the investigators and really having some great fun with you. And I know they wish you were here, and we miss you. You always like to come here to the Dome, but unfortunately, you know, you couldn't make it this year, but you got your people. And I got Tony Wendell, who's actually on the board of the licensing board, and she also was a past president of the home builders. Tony, hey, Tony, how you doing? Say hello to Chuck.
Hi, Chuck.
Hey, Tony, how are you today?
I'm doing great, Chuck. I have to tell you a wonderful story. Last night, they interviewed the inspectors on TV. A lady saw it. She came in today to say, I was so happy that they were on TV, and she has a problem. She gave a contractor $68,000 on a $175,000 job in 1906. They tore down the house. They put piles in. They have not come back. Well, I'll tell you, the guys took a number, spoke with her, got all the information, and said to her, Monday, we will check on it. By Tuesday, we will call you back. Now, this is what we're all about. I'd love you to tell the audience about some of the things that we do.
Well, absolutely. Of course, the Contractor Licensing Board regulates contractor licensing law for anyone who contracts for services to build commercial, residential, mold remediation, and home improvement projects. And since the hurricanes hit in August 29th of 2005 and September 24th, 2005, we have been about trying to address address by address concerns of Louisiana citizens and have been doing some radical things to keep the unlicensed fraudulent contractor on the run.
You know, Chuck, it's kind of hard to keep Tony off the mic. You know that. When she found out you was going to be on the show, she had to jump in. You know how Tony
absolutely
is. She said, I got to tell people. Y'all guys work very hard. And, you know, Louisiana is a license-tested state, and y'all only a few that actually do that. That requires an accountability test to become a licensed contractor, which is, you know, you just can't come into the state of Louisiana and start ripping people off. It just ain't going to happen.
Well, that's right, Mike. And today we have 21,000 licensed contractors in all those various construction trades. And there's still, you know, many more that need to be licensed. As you know, a lot of people are being taken advantage of, a lot of unfair contracting going on out there without insurances and being the good corporate citizens that the law expects contractors to have. Of course, you know, we have a lot of good contractors. They're the ones who are licensed and continuing to better their companies and their families and Louisiana citizens. But our goal in government is to try to get everybody licensed and regulated. And we're very friendly in that way, and it just doesn't pay to start, you know, taking advantage of people out here in Louisiana, especially now.
Well, you know, Chuck, you know, and that's the reason why we started this program. As you know, it's not fair to contractors that are paying by the rules and, you know, and having a license like I did and paying insurance and losing jobs. And you know the reason why I started this show. You know the whole history of this, of Home Talk.
Right.
And you know, we've did a lot of good things, and that's what we try to do to make sure, hey, you know, we just want everybody to play on an even playing field and play by the same rules. But competition is great. Competition is good. Look, we're in the Superdome right now. Look, we got probably, you know, 550, 600 vendors. There might even more. I don't know what the last count is. But
and it is crowded. We've got
crowded.
People walking up and down the aisles. A great turnout.
Yeah. And you know, Chuck, you know, you have, you know, licensing laws in place for remodeling. You have licensing law place for, you know, general contracting to build homes. And you got licensing in place for mold remediation. I'm going to just hop on that mold remediation a second and let people know in this state, in the United States, there's only two license-tested states, Texas and Louisiana, that requires a mold remediation test for. Now, Florida signed, the governor signed it last year, but that thing don't take effect until like the year 2010, so that's not even applicable. So, you know, it is a problem. Accountability is a problem, and that's what we're trying to do. And the Home Builders Association does a great job, you know, and we want to try to plug them because they're all finally trying to get out there, and they share the same values with the State Licensing Board.
You know what I would like to ask your audience, if I
yeah,
may?
Uh-huh.
If you all out there notice any job going on without a permit on it, or you think it's just, you know, a fly-by-nighters, call the Home Builders, call the State Licensing Board, call us, let us know so we can make it right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's Tony made a good point.
Well, something I'd like to say, Mike, if I could, is I just left a seminar that I presented to a group of homeowners who have already been taken advantage of by unlicensed, unscrupulous contractors. And the questions they were asking and interchanging with me are customer, you know, client awareness. Homeowners have a rude awakening in the aftermath of the hurricane. So many things they didn't know about contracting and about contract licensing issues and insurability and rip-offs and all that
all right.
kind of stuff.
Chuck, I got to stop right there. Don't go nowhere. We've got to take a hard break. When we come back, we're going to have you with Mr. Brophilot, the president of the Home Builders Association. This is Home Talk right here, and I'm Michael King. I'll be right back.
This is Acadian Contractor here, Michael King. It's time to make your walls and ceilings more energy efficient. Be back in a moment.
Home improvement repairs, renovations, and new construction, according to the Better Business Bureau, is number one when it comes to consumer complaints. Contractor fraud and poor craftsmanship cost consumers billions each year. It's a good idea to plan your project in advance, from start to finish. Compare job plans and look for value over cost, because the lowest bid and the best deal are sometimes not better. Check references and never pay in advance. So study and do your homework, and you won't become a victim.
Infrared blocking, also known as reflective insulation or radiant barrier, is one of the oldest forms of man-made insulation, dating back to the late 1700s. In our everyday lives, we use Low-E. For years, windows were a big problem when it came to heat loss and gain. Now, windows are coated with Low-E coatings. As always, hire a licensed and insured contractor. This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King, with your home improvement tip of the day.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I want to tell you about our plans at Genesis to take Ron Paul Revolution to the air. The Ron Paul Air Corps plans to put 100 banner flights above the American cities to get the message out about Ron Paul. By the end of December, we plan to be ready to fly in Iowa and have 50 cities covered by February 5th. In order to accomplish this project, we need your help. Come to RonPaulAirCorps.com and make a contribution. It costs approximately $400 per hour to fly, so we need your generous support. Please consider donating to the RonPaulAirCorps.com. As the ground troops canvass the neighborhoods, we plan to provide air support, drawing as much media as possible. Come to RonPaulAirCorps.com and make a contribution. That's RonPaulAircorps.com. Here's to freedom, the Constitution, and liberty. RonPaulAircorps.com.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
If you're a chocolate lover, then now you can use chocolate to get the healthy body you've always wanted. Introducing Coco Pure Chocolate Tea, the most innovative health drink ever, with ingredients connected to a stronger immune system, a healthier heart, and more beautiful skin. Here's nutritional expert Dr. Alex Duarte.
Coco Pure Chocolate Tea blends the nutrition of concentrated cocoa with natural green tea and an extract from red wine. This makes it a triple action supplement with more antioxidant value than most fruits and vegetables. It has a natural energy booster, digestive health boosters, and much more. Best of all, this is probably the most delicious supplement that you're ever going to taste.
Today, you can try Coco Pure Chocolate Tea risk-free. If you don't think this is the most delicious way to get healthy, you can return the empty bottle for your money back. To try Coco Pure, call 1-800-457-9914. Coco Pure will help get your health back on track. Call 1-800-457-9914. That's 1-800-457-9914.
News, politics, sports, cars, home improvement, health, and everything in between. We've got you covered. You're listening to the GCN Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
Oh, man, we always pass a good time right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. I do a broadcast here each week, every week. behind the famous Golden Hammer microphone, taking calls, answering emails on pretty much anything that has to do with your home. I am broadcasting live here in the Louisiana Superdome. The old Cajun boy is back home. Here at the Home and Garden Show, the New Orleans Home and Garden Show, we're sponsored by the New Orleans Home Builders Association. On the line right now, we have Chuck Marceau. He's the Executive Director of the Louisiana Licensing Board. We just talked to Tony Wendell, who's actually on that board, has to hear the complaints and render judgment and all the things. But I want to just talk just a second to Greg Berthelot. He is the President of the Home Builders Association. He wanted to get on the mic and talk to Chuck and about some issues, but first of all, Greg, what a great show, my friend.
Yes, this is a great show. I can tell you, I've been affiliated with the Home Builders Association for over 20 years, and my favorite time of the year is when we put this Home and Garden Show on. The benefits and gives me gratification on everything is coming here and basically having the consumers come up to your booth and how can you help them.
Yeah.
And to me, that's what it's all about, guys. The Home Builders Association stand forth strong for the consumer as advocates, and it's very fortunate that we have you, Michael King, sitting here and allowing us to be on the radio with you.
Thank you. And you know what I'm amazed is, like, right now you have the State Licensing Board, the two investigators are sitting right there. Now, you know, they get a bum rap. I hate to admit, they do get a bum rap, but they're sitting right here. They're under fire.
Yeah.
They're on the fire, right? They're on the fire line. People can walk up to them, and I've been seeing them getting trashed, you know what I mean? Like, people are frustrated. But these are professional investigators sitting right there in situation. I'm going to take the abuse. You're right, blah, blah, raise your hand. And guess what? It's going to be all right, because guess what? Like Tony said, you know, give me your name, and we're going to... You're right.
You know, when we have a consumer come up to the center of our booth, and they're sitting there talking about they have a problem with the contractor, I tell them, I said, look to the left of us. We've got the State License Board. I said, we got reputable licensed contractors and registered remodelers here. And on the right, we got the Better Business Bureau. What more can you ask for?
Yeah, and then you got the State Licensing Director on the phone right now.
Yes. What more can you ask for? Chuck, it's been a great pleasure to be affiliated with y'all and having Wendell up there and Mr. Rick Dowland in the past, and you can't I can't say in words how much we appreciate the collaboration and working along with y'all.
Well, you know, Greg, the whole situation, you said the buzzword, it's consumer protection.
Yes.
And that's what government regulation ought to be about, and certainly we have focused our attention like you have with consumer awareness type issues, education for those prospective home buyers and the people needing their homes remodeled, renovated, rebuilt. And it's all about, you know, educating the consumers now on how to protect themselves. Government can only go so far, but they've got to take the knowledge and make those prudent decisions about their most valuable investment, their personal home.
And you're right, Chuck. You know, you can lead them to water, but you can't make them drink. But you can also, you know, provide the menu of the type of water that they can drink before they decide they want to drink it or not. And y'all guys do a great job, and that's why I like enjoy having you on the show and here at the home show. And Craig, you'd like to just make a little statement other than, you know, thanking. Mr. Marceau, I know you got some issues. You want to?
No, Chuck. I just appreciate you being on the radio with us. And like I said to Mike, well, I said I appreciate to him allowing us to be on the radio with him. I tell you to the public, if you're not at this show, you miss it a lot because it's probably one of our best shows that we've put on. It's consumer driven. We had our free night opening night, which was Thursday. It was a great, great rapport. And we had opening day, second opening day, and today's just really good. I think if you're not here, you're missing it.
Great. That was Craig Berthelot. He is the current president of the Home Builders Association. Now we have Chuck Marceau, the executive director of the Louisiana Licensing Board. Also, we have a board member, Tony Wendell. Hey, Tony, he's with us right now. He sits on the board. And, you know, Chuck, you know, it's got to be a team effort between the citizen, the home builders has to protect certain rights, and the consumer, to try to help the license insurance and, you know, of the quality builder that they are. But you also have the ex-presidents that's sitting on the board like Tony, man, you know, you have a lot of wealth of knowledge and experience sitting right there, my friend.
Not only that, you know, we have a 50% new legislature, and I believe everybody, the eyes of the nation, the eyes of our state legislators, you know, the people of Louisiana and other states that have, you know, endured what we've endured, everything, this is our time to make things better and to get control of this runaway train. And, you know, we've got to plan the trip now. So I see a lot of good things coming out from this, you know, time forward, Mike.
Yeah, and your job as the executive director is to execute policy on behalf of the board that sets the policy for you, like Tony's on the board. They set the policy that you basically have to adhere to of what, you know, it's not just the licensing process. It's when you actually, you know, catch it illegal, and then that's where Tony is, has to sit on the board. And, man, I tell you what, this a board that they have now, y'all, you know, they're very aggressive. I mean, they're not playing games. I mean, they're being fair, but I tell you, if you come to Baton Rouge and you're doing the wrong thing, two things are going to happen to you. You better have a lot of money in your pocket because you won't be doing business in the state of Louisiana. I will tell you that now.
That's right. You know, we normally it's one strike. Don't come back the second time. And so it's you know, it's something that everyone needs to take serious.
Yeah, and we have all these inspectors who go out on the job and check everything out, and they're doing a great job. And Chuck, they're here, and people are coming up to them in droves. I mean, asking questions, mad because somebody got taken by somebody, and they're explaining to them what they have to do, what they should have done. It's a great learning experience, and it
right.
shows you that the State Licensing Board is doing its job.
Well, Chuck, we're simply out of time. I need to get some. Tony, I want to thank you, thank Craig with the House Builder for thanking for having me here. This is my fourth year. I started this show 4 years ago, and I come here every year, and I'll be here. As you know, I'm a big time show host now. I'm in 41 states now. You know, I'm big time now. You know, but I still, you know, I'm still. Well, I'm a legend in my own mind, but Tony and Craig and I tell you, Chuck, it's good to have this type of support. You know what I mean?
Yes, it is. You know, it makes all our jobs easier. We know we're all focused on the same thing.
Yeah, Chuck, give us some contact information. How can if somebody has a complaint or wants to check and see if a contract is licensed? Why don't you give us some contact information?
Best way to do it is through the internet, of course, and you know, phone lines are a little tough to come in these days. We've got 80,000 plus calls coming in a month with a small staff of resource. But our website is www.lslbc.louisiana.gov, spell out Louisiana, and that has all the information that you need to file a complaint.
This is the Cajun contractor here, Michael King, building a handy camp ramp to make it skid-proof. Be back in a moment.
Home improvement repairs, renovations, and new construction, according to the Better Business Bureau, is number one when it comes to consumer complaints. Contractor fraud and poor craftsmanship cost consumers billions each year. It's a good idea to plan your project in advance, from start to finish. Compare job plans and look for value over cost, because the lowest bid and the best deal are sometimes not better. Check references and never pay in advance. So study and do your homework, and you won't become a victim.
There are a few ideas to make a deck surface skid-proof. One is to mix fine sand in the paint when painting the surface. The other is to stain it with some type of semi-transparent stain without the sand. But the one I prefer is to nail a thin quarter-inch cleats on the floor. Slant them on an angle for the water to drain. And remember, always hire a state-licensed insured contractor. This is Michael King at HomeTalkUSA.com with your home improvement tip of the day.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
Hi, neighbor. We all know that knowledge is power. We've tried to give you knowledge to help you prepare for rough times. There's the worldwide famine and our country's dependence on often dangerous food imports. You know about genetically poisoned food. Two-thirds of the food is disappearing with the bees, along with huge crop failures from all-time record water shortages. You know they're turning food into fuel with corn ethanol plants. If we do not control our food, food will be used to control us. Food control has been the plan historically in every enslaved population and is the plan for America. The only value of the knowledge you have to take control of your food is if you choose to get a supply while you still have the freedom to choose. Call 800-409-5633 on the web, efoodsdirect.com. Call 800-409-5633.
Talk USA is brought to you by GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
Yeah, como se va, se se bien, hello. That's right, I'm the Cajun man from the Bayou Land. I'm the originator, not the duplicator, please. Don't accept no substitution. No, we do broadcast live here each week, every week, here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network and the World Wide Web. And that's right, I am a fully licensed, tested contractor, and I am America's only self-proclaimed, that's right, home expert. That's right, that's who I am. I'm American-made, American-born, and American proud. That's right. Never get a chance. Always buy American. That's what I say here. And that's my story, and I'm going to stick to it. But we are broadcasting live here from the Louisiana Superdome. I'm covering the Home Builders Association trade show here in the Dome and talking to some great exhibitors here, having a great time. But if you want to jump right in, 1-800-259-5791, MichaelKing1350@yahoo.com. Don't forget about our poll question of the week. Listen to this. When it comes to your household, who makes the final decision on home improvement purchases? Listen to this. 65% of you said my wife. 35% said the man. The alpha male, 35%. There's the proof right there in the pudding. The women are controlling the home improvement industry. All right. This next guest is no stranger to Home Talk. His name is my friend Greg Wells. He is with a... with Bluewood color protection or the protection for the wood, and he's with Edgefield Lumber, one of the exhibitors here at the Home and Garden Show. Greg, welcome to the show again, my friend.
Well, thanks for having me on, Mike. I appreciate it.
Well, I'm sorry I didn't have the mic up. You know,
thank you for having me on, Mike. I certainly appreciate it.
This is not your first rodeo.
No, it's not.
You've been on the show many times, and we like to get you here about once a month. Let's talk about Bluewood technology. I have a problem. You know, we have a problem down with the wood. A lot of wood now that's being shipped is contaminated, or possibility of contamination with mold. Wood is left basically unprotected, sitting in a yard or on a job site, and that presents a problem because up until now, we really had no protection. Now you have a technology. It's called Bluewood. So let's explain the features and benefits, how this chemical treatment to construction materials actually works.
Well, Bluewood is a factory applied chemical. Is a two-part system. It's the first part of it is a DOT borate The second part of it is a perfect barrier system. That perfect barrier system forms an infusion film on the wood. That infusion film is a water-repellent, vapor-permeable film. Or in layman's terms, it works a lot like Gore-Tex. So what, what blue wood does is effectively control the moisture absorption that comes into the wood. So it allows the wood to maintain the proper moisture balance. And when you're able to control the moisture in wood, you control the cold, control the mold in the rock.
Okay, now you have pre-treat. Most of the wood that comes is pre-treated. Why is that not enough?
Why is that not enough?
Yes.
Well,
I mean, you pre-treat the wood, it's not going to rot.
That's exactly right. That's exactly right. Well, you know, that's going to give you the protection that you need. You know, when you're able to control that moisture, you know, you're able to control the mold and the rot. And, of course, that borate adds the fungus and termite protection to
You misunderstood the question. Not your pre-treat. No, I was talking about the pre-treat, the regular pre-treat, when the pre-treated lumber that comes in.
Oh, you're talking about the pressure treated
lumber. The pressure treated lumber.
Yeah,
okay.
Threw me a curveball there, bud.
Lord, but you hit it out the park. You're
yeah, right. Well, the difference between us and the pressure treated lumber is that we don't add any moisture to the lumber. We can also treat a lot of different species if they can.
Yeah.
The OSB, the dimensional spruce, engineered wood products, for example. Our product is also a green spec listed product. We are environmentally friendly, and we're also protected against mold.
Yeah, and let's talk about that because, you know, blue wood, it can be adapted to the particular environment that we're at. Now, let's talk the southern states, moisture, humidity, heat, mold, termites. This is all a recipe for disaster. Health issues, contamination. But now, up until now, this particular chemical treatment just basically just eliminated this whole situation.
That is correct. We did it. You're exactly right.
Okay, now let's walk me through the process. It's I'm getting ready to build a house. Okay, the lumber order is placed. The lumber is shipped to your factory. That's where you pre-treat it, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's the turnaround time here?
Turnaround time is very quick, and that's one of the things that that you're talking about is one way that we can supply it, and that is doing what is called a coating service for the building supply stores. We also carry a vast array of inventory, and we can supply all the wood containing furniture.
Now, you are Edgefield Lumber. You are the distributor,
that is
right?
We're the manufacturer.
The manufacturer.
Right.
And then the Blue Wood Technology, we have a representative. We'll get him on and talk to him just briefly. Larry Bernays?
Bernays.
He's got a little Spanish behind him.
Yeah.
Bernays. I don't know. Bernays. And we'll talk to him. You know, he's
right
here sitting in the booth. Now, are you here at the booth?
We are.
What is at the dome? What has been some of the questions, concerns?
Well, you know, a lot of people here in the New Orleans area, the biggest concern, or primary concern, is the termites.
Yeah.
And the secondary concern, I would have to say, is mold. And another secondary concern is the indoor air quality.
Now, it stands out.
Oh, it sure does. There's no doubt about that.
I don't know. I like to have the Cajun man. You know how they read that? I like to have the Cajun man. We think about it. I got to think about that. Cajun lumber man. I don't know.
Yeah.
I know Cajuns are tough now. You know, I don't know.
I know. They are. They are a tough sell, but I enjoy it. It is.
You're having a great time.
Oh, I have a great time doing it, and I think that makes all the difference. You know,
it's amazing. I hooked up with y'all guys about a year ago and saw the technology, and me being a contractor, I said, you know what? This is the only technology that actually does what you do. There's some stuff out there, we're not going to mention that, but y'all have taken it to another level is what you did.
Yes, you're exactly right. You know,
I'm trying to be nice.
Well, we like to think that we take it to another level, too, and we want to bring awareness and let people know that there is a product out there that can protect the wood and their home framing components from all the elements out there with the termites and the moisture.
Now, you're located in Locksley, Alabama.
That's correct.
And you distribute all of the Gulf South region.
That is correct. Correct.
And I tell you, it's been a challenge. I mean, the Gulf Coast, the rebuilding part, and you know, but you know, it's just a small price to pay for the benefits that you're going to get. I mean, how can you put a price on peace of mind for the protection? That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, exactly. You know, you're talking about peace of mind for protection. It's not, you know, it's for health. It's for termites. It's for moisture. It's for everything. And it's a small price to pay for a pretty good insurance policy that you'd get on the back end by using our product.
What is the cost, the difference in the cost that pushes up the cost here?
Well, Bluewood usually adds about 1.5% to 2% of the overall cost of the home. And to put that in perspective for you, if you you're about to construct a...
This is the Cajun Contractor here, Michael King. Have windows that are very hard to open or close? Be back in a moment.
Home improvement repairs, renovations, and new construction, according to the Better Business Bureau, is number one when it comes to consumer complaints. Contractor fraud and poor craftsmanship cost consumers billions each year. It's a good idea to plan your project in advance, from start to finish. Compare job plans and look for value over cost, because the lowest bid and the best deal are sometimes not better. Check references and never pay in advance. So study and do your homework, and you won't become a victim.
Windows, especially friction-fit ones, are supposed to be tight. That's how they seal against the cold. But to help them open and close easy, rub candle wax on the edges and other moving parts of the window. Don't use WD-40 because they won't stay up. The wax will last longer and not get gummy as far will. Remember, always hire a state-licensed insured contractor. This is Michael King at HomeTalkUSA.com with your home improvement tip of the day.
Fact. Rapid industrialization has resulted in environmental pollution, and its curse on world health is staggering. We live in a toxic world that is bombarded by 7 new chemicals each day. The human body is amazing and efficient in design, but because of the polluted world in which we live, is unable to remove all toxins. The solution. Detoxification integrated with Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa. The Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa helps to aid in cleansing the body of harmful toxins while energizing and oxygenating your entire body at the cellular level. Detoxification works with the Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa because it addresses the needs of individual cells, the building blocks of human life, for mental clarity, restored vitality, a stronger immune system, clear skin, and health in every aspect of your being. Order your Electro-Chi Premier Energy Foot Spa by visiting NutriMedical.com or call Dr. William Deagle at 888-212-8871, 888-212-8871.
Let Sears keep you warm this winter with a new Carrier or Kenmore heating system from a name you can trust. With unbeatable pricing, year-round maintenance and repair, plus our satisfaction guarantee, it's time you called Sears at 1-800-241-0746 for a free in-home consultation. Ask about our special financing terms. A new, more efficient system can keep your family comfortable year-round and may help you save money on high energy costs. You can count on Sears for the quality materials and installation you have come to expect for over 100 years. Call now for your free in-home consultation. Offer ends 03/01/2008. Subject to applicant creditworthiness. Installation provided by Sears authorized licensed contractors. Licensing information available upon request. Energy efficiency may vary depending upon your home and climate. Call now for your new heating system from Sears and ask about our special financing terms. Call 1-800-241-0746. That's 1-800-241-0746. Sears, where it begins.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
Oh, man, we always pass a good time right here on the Home Improvement Broadcasting Network in the World Wide Web. That's right. I'm the Cajun Man from the Bayou Land. I'm the originator. Not to duplicate. You knew we do broadcast live here each week, every week, where I'm behind the famous Golden Hammer microphone, taking your calls, answering your emails on pretty much anything that has to do with your home. I am broadcasting live in the Louisiana Superdome. We're covering the Home Builders Association trade show. Great time. If you're down in the New Orleans area, this show is being brought to you by my affiliate here in New Orleans, 690, the mighty 690, WIST. So come on down, say hello. It's so great to be back. We're talking to some great exhibitors. We're also talking to Mr. Greg Wells with Edgefield Lumber. We're talking about Blue Wood technology. Also, I'd like to welcome to the show Larry Bernays.
Close enough.
That's close enough. He is with the Blue Wood technology. He's with the Blue Wood people, you know, that chemical people. And welcome to the show, man.
Thank you. Thank you, Mike, for having us. And first thing I want to do is thank you for your passion that you showed through for our brand. We're truly proud of that, to have you endorse it.
Thank you. It's thank Greg and all, because something had to be done. I have a problem with mold and mildew. I have problems with people investing in building homes for, you know, $190,000, $200,000, and in 5-6 years, they have mold, mildew problems, destruction, termites. I'm a builder. I'm a contractor. Man, and I can tell you, there was nothing out there that I knew of that can provide a homeowner protection when it came to construction materials.
Right.
And lo and behold, I'm doing a trade show. It was the Gulf Coast Revitalization Show or something, I don't know. And all of a sudden, I'm walking by this booth and I see this blue-colored wood.
Right.
I walked back there. I met a guy named Colin McGowan. I think that's his name. And Greg Wells, who's sitting next to me right now, and they didn't know anything about me. I didn't have my shirt on. I was a consumer, and I asked a lot of questions. Man, and my eyes were popped. And, of course, you know, when they found out that I was the great Michael King, you know, they bowed down to me. And, you know, I'm not joking.
Well, we all did.
but you know, yes, it's something that I tell you, anybody that's stick building right now, if they don't spray their wood or protect their wood, if they don't protect their wood with Blue Wood technology, I'm telling you, if they don't protect the wood, it's on them.
We feel the same way. It's somewhat of an epidemic. You know, the problems that we're having in the earlier segment, I heard you mention specifically the Southeast, and there are problems here. But one point that I want to note is that mold tends to grow and prosper in degrees from 32 to 104 degrees. So our folks up in Canada are just as busy with this technology as the folks at Edgefield Lumber down here in the Gulf Coast.
Now, Edgefield is just one distributor. You know, they handle the Gulf Coast area.
That's
right?
Correct.
But you got like 20, 25 across the country.
That's correct.
Yeah.
We're up to 25 and counting. We cover the United States quite well. We are international, so we're up into Canada. And we're looking to grow that to be a worldwide product. There's been a lot of interest, a lot of product that has been coded here and shipped abroad.
Yeah.
So, nobody wants to combat the things that we are fighting and warranted against.
What's been some of your major challenges, though? Maybe misconceptions. Maybe you can answer this, because I didn't want to never pose this to Greg or something.
Right.
Because, you know, their job is to coat the wood as a manufacturer. Their job is to explain the features and benefits. And I don't want to get into misconceptions.
Sure.
Because, you know, that's a negative. Misconception is negative. But it has to be brought out, because, you know, that's what I try to do here, is to address misconceptions about this.
Sure.
What would you like to address my audience and say, hold up here?
Yeah.
Let's straighten this out right now. On Home Talk, right here, right now.
All right. Right.
Let's put it on the tape.
Yeah, all right. Very good. Well, I'll tell you, the number one question that's being asked today or over the last 3 days here at the show is, what is the difference between us and yellow wood?
Oh, that word. I would mention that word. Okay.
Because we need to coexist. Pressure treated is a very needed product.
Yes.
In our business.
No doubt about it.
We are not designed to replace pressure treated lumber. You know, where pressure treated lumber is required by code, it still needs to be used by code.
And that's where that yellow company comes in.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. And we're friends.
They're confused.
We're friends with.
They're confused. But you can unconfuse it.
We'll go there after the show. And,
all right, have a beer.
Yeah, we'll see.
We're going to straighten this out right now, because next week this is my show.
There you go.
We're going to have y'all both there.
But
good radio.
But we are not pressure treated, and that's the biggest the biggest misconception.
That's
Obviously we're codeine or a treatment, so people tend to group us in that same category. But that's not the case.
And pressure treated is the wood protection for rot.
Correct.
You want to be technical. Okay.
Correct. It's pressurized, so it's adding moisture, which lends itself to some of the negative attributes that we wanted to get.
Okay.
Things like splitting, checking, cupping, and things that make wood not so friendly at times.
Okay. And that's what I wanted to bring that out, because, you know, I couldn't bring it out on the show because, you know, I try to be fair here. I bring both sides, and I've had yellow wood on the show before in the past, and I know that, but I can't. Yeah, we're going to have to go ahead and take a short break. We're going to be right back from the Super Bowl.
This is the Cajun contractor here, Michael King. Have an exhaust fan losing quite a bit of heat? Be back in a moment.
Home improvement repairs, renovations, and new construction, according to the Better Business Bureau, is number one when it comes to consumer complaints. Contractor fraud and poor craftsmanship cost consumers billions each year. It's a good idea to plan your project in advance, from start to finish. Compare job plans and look for value over cost, because the lowest bid and the best deal are sometimes not better. Check references and never pay in advance. So study and do your homework, and you won't become a victim.
It's a good idea to use the fan to exhaust house air that might be stale or full of excess water vapor. If you ventilate more often, you can use styrofoam as sort of a door, not fiberglass. It will be easier to put up and take down as you ventilate. Remember, always hire a state licensed insured contractor. This is Michael King at HometalkUSA.com with your home improvement tip of the day.
Do you suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, unbalanced cholesterol, or clogged arteries? Do you want to live free of sickness, pain, and fear with increased vitality? Today, you're going to learn about an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and improved circulation. It's called Heart and Body Extract, and it's going to change your life. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, was astonished by how quickly the product worked for her.
Within 2 weeks of using the formula, my blood pressure went from 160 over 110 to 120 over 70. Typically, a person will notice a difference within the first bottle.
So exactly how does Heart and Body Extract work?
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with the product.
My experience has been tremendous. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Dr. Shreve also witnessed the positive effects with his patients.
This is the most encouraging development that I think that I have seen in a long while in dealing with these patients who are so ill. I am just amazed.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2 month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You're listening to Home Talk USA on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Home Talk with home improvement expert Michael King on the USA Home Improvement Show Network. If you have a question or a comment concerning home improvement, new construction, renovations, or home repairs, Michael King will get you the answers. And now, back to Home Talk with the guru himself, Michael King.
Home Tally. That's what Dean Martin used to say, Old Tally. That's right. Old Tally. That's right. I'm located in the
Louisiana Superdome. I'm the Cajun man from the Bayou Land. That's right. The old Cajun contract is back home. This is where I started at 4.5 years ago on one radio station. That's right, one radio station. Now we're being broadcast in 41 states now, and it's so great to be back here in Louisiana in the Superdome at the Home Builder Association trade show. I'm here. This show is being brought to you by my local affiliate, 690, the mighty 690, WIST, that's carrying this live all across the southern part of the southeastern district. That this has a great signal, very old station, so we definitely want to thank them. But, hey, we're having a great time here, and we're talking to Mr. Greg Wells with Edgefield Lumber. We're talking to Larry Bernias with Bluewood Color Protection. He was just explaining us the difference between the Bluewood technology and Yellowwood. And finally, I got him on the air and said the way it had to say. And I know, Greg, we talked about that many times, but And you used to hedge on pressure treating. It had to be done. But, I just don't want to confuse people, because when they see yellow and they see blue, they think it's the same process, and it's not. Whole different industry. But we're having a great time, and how can we find out a little bit more about Bluewood?
I would suggest that if you're building a home and your focus is on wood construction, then go to bluewood.com. That's BLUWOOD.com. Another great source is online, of course, is whyisthishouseblue.com.
I like that.
Whyisthishouseblue.com. And it'll give you all the answers as to why the house should be blue. But if there's any questions whatsoever, our contact information obviously is on those sites, and we'll be glad to field any questions.
Well, you have the full support of this show. I'm behind this. This is good. This pressure, this treatment that you do is just gonna. 8 or 9 years from now, when I'm doing this show, I know I'm gonna have a ton of people come up to me and say, Mike King, thank you. And that's all I want.
Right.
Thank you for putting the information out there.
Right.
And that's what we do on this show.
Well, and thank you, Mike, for promoting Bluewood. And once again, we really do appreciate it.
Well, I know y'all do a great job. And, hey, it's not too late to come to the Superdome. You'll be here till 9 o'clock tonight. And come to the Superdome and check out Bluewood. Y'all are located in, what's your boot number?
461.
461, located in the top, bottom left of the dome and towards the back.
Get towards the back left corner. You can't miss us.
Yeah.
The blue truss.
I can see it from here.
Up in the air. You'll see it.
Greg, I know we don't have your mic, but thank you for the support. And it's always great to have you on. We like to try to get you on for about once a month and keep talking about the technology. And lo and behold, it's going to take off. And then have the actual, first time I had the actual, the patent chemical of the company itself here. I definitely want to thank y'all guys.
Thank you, Mike.
All right, that was Mr. Larry Bernias with Bluewood, and we had my friend Greg Wells with Edgefield Lumber, who was the distributor of the Bluewood technology.
As our community recovers and rebuilds, it is critical that we make smart energy choices, not only because of current energy prices, but because the choices we make today will last for years to come. Energy Star can help. Energy Star is a government-backed program that offers advice and information about energy-efficient building and renovation. And look for the Energy Star label when buying products for your home or office, like refrigerators, appliances, and air conditioners. To learn more, go to energystar.gov.
Brought to you by the Louisiana Department of Natural Resources.
It's a fact.